B'shem Hashem, Kel Olam, in the name of Hashem, God of the world, as the Pasuk says in Tehillim, Sha'alu Shalom Yerushalayim, seek regarding its welfare, Yerushalayim, Yishloyu Ayavayich, all those who love it will find tranquility. Which, as Hashem is Baruch, we begin Sefer Shemini, the eighth book in the Yad HaChazaka, Behu Sefer Avodah, and that's the book of service, which Holchais of Teisha, there are nine different halacha categories in the Sefer Avodah, B'zeh Sidurin, and this is their order. First, Hilchas Beis HaBechir, which we're going to start now, the laws of the chosen house, that of the Beis HaMikdash. Hilchas Klei HaMikdash, the laws of the vessels of the Beis HaMikdash, Ba'ivdimbay, and those who do the service in it. Hilchas Beis Mikdash, the laws of coming, entering into the Beis HaMikdash. Hilchas Yisur Mizbech, the laws of what's prohibited regarding the altar. Hilchas Maaseh Karbanos, the laws of the activities of the sacrifices. Hilchas Tamidim Musafim, the laws of the daily and the additional sacrifices. Hilchas Pesulim Mikdashim, the laws of the Karbanos that become invalidated. Hilchas Avodas Yom Kippurim, the laws of the service of Yom Kippurim, the Day of Atonement. And Hilchas Me'ilah, the laws of misappropriation. And with that we begin Hilchas Beis HaBechir, the laws of the chosen house, that which is referred to as the Beis HaMikdash, which yesh b'chlol and sheish mitzvahs. In their category, there are six commandments, shalosh mitzvahs asei, three positive commandments, v'shalosh mitzvahs lois asei, and three negative prohibitions. And these are their specifics. Aleph 1, livnes Beis HaMikdash, mitzvah to build the Beis HaMikdash, Beis 2, shalei livnes ha-mizbeach gazes, that the mizbeach, the altar, should not be built with hewn stone, which is chiseled out. Gimel 3, shalei laos lo b'malos, not to go up on the mizbeach with steps. Dalad for the Yirmin HaMikdash, to have fear and awe from the Beis HaMikdash. Hey, number 5, the Shamir Saviv, to protect it in the perimeter all around. And Vav, 6, Shalei Lahash B'Shemir Asay, not to stop safeguarding it. Ubeir Mitzvahs Elu B'Parakim Elu, and the explanation of these commandments are in these chapters, which there are 8 Parakim in these Hilchas Beis HaBechira. And the first one, which we're going to discuss right now, discusses regarding the building of the Beis HaMikdash. Perek Beis, we discussed that of Mizbeach. Gimel, the Menorah. Dalad, the Aron. Perek Hey and Vav discusses regarding the measurements and the formation and the structure of the Beis HaMikdash. Perek Zayin discusses regarding the mitzvah of having fear from the Beis HaMikdash, and Perek Ches discusses the obligation of protecting the Beis HaMikdash. So Rambam begins Perek Rishon. Halacha after Rambam opens up with this mitzvah sasei, the positive commandment, lasos bayis l'Hashem, to make a home for Hashem, muchan lias mekrivim b'hakabanos, that's prepared to sacrifice over there the sacrifices. And v'chagin elav shalosh pam bashanah, and we make festivities over there 3 times of the year, the Alila Regal on the 3 Yom Tovim. Shem, like it says in the Pasuk in Shemais, the Osuli Mikdash, they should make for me a temple. Ukvarnis Bashba Torah has already been explained in the Torah, Mishkan Shasam Moshe Rabbeinu, regarding the tabernacle, the Mishkan, that which is the Mikdash that was made by Moshe Rabbeinu, Vahila Fisha, and that was only for that time period. Shem, like it says in the Pasuk in the Varm, Kile Vosimat Atabagim, because you have not yet come up until now, etc., which it says over there, Ela Menucha L'Anachla. Menucha refers to Shiloh, and Nachla is Yerushalayim. So that was only in the interim when they were in the Midbar. But as the Rambam Katzid Halacha Beis gives us the history, Kevin Shenechnesu La'aretz, but once they entered into Eretz Yisrael, Hamidu HaMishkan, so then they went and they erected the Mishkan, Begilgal, in this place called Gilgal, Arbe Esrei Shana, for the 14 years, Shekavshu B'Shechalku, which they conquered for 7 years, B'Shechalku, and they divided for 7 years, for a total of 14 years. U'Misham, and from there, Bo'lish Shiloh, they came to this place called Shiloh, U'Vonu Shom Ba'yeh Shalavonim, and then they built a house of stone, U'Forsu Yerias HaMishkan Lov, and they spread out curtains of the Mishkan on top of it. V'lohes v'shem tikkur, there wasn't a roof over there. It was just these curtains. U'shloish meis shishem v'teisha shana, and for a period of 369 years, Amon Mishkan Shiloh was standing. Shemeis Eli, when Eli HaKoyin, he passed away, Harve was destroyed. U'vol l'noiv, then they came to Noiv, u'von l'sham mikdash, they built a mikdash over there. When Shmuel passed away, Charev, that was destroyed. Then they came to this place called Givon. They built the Beis HaMikdash over there. And from Givon they came to the eternal home, which is the Beis HaMikdash. And they made Noiv Givon, and the total of the Mishkan that was in Noiv Givon was Sheva V'Chamishim Shana, was for 57 years. Now, Halacha Gimel, the Rambam tells us everything changed when they came to Yerushalayim. Once the Beis HaMikdash was built in Yerushalayim, from that point onward, it became forbidden of all places to build a home for Hashem and to sacrifice any karbanos. And there's no more home that's built for future generations, but that in Yerushalayim on Har Maria. Shabbat Nema, which regarding that, it says, a pasuk in Divrei Yom Aleph, but Yom David said, Zehu Beis Hashem Elokim. This, referring to only this, is the house of Hashem, the God. V'zem Mizbeich Lo'el L'Yisrael. And this is the altar for the total burnt sacrifice of the Jewish people. V'aymalik, it says the Pasuk in Tehillim, Zeisim Nuchasi Ad, this is my resting place forever and ever. Halacha Daled. Now, Binyan Shebana Shleima, the structure that Shleima Melech built, Kavar Mefayish B'Malachim, is really explicit in Sefer Malachim, Aleph, Perek Vav, and Mechem Binyan Ha'asid Liban Nesotu, regarding the edifice that will ultimately be built in the future, Av B'Shu Kasa B'Cheskel, although it's written in the Sefer Cheskel, Einim Mefurish Mavur, it's not so explicit and specific, and the Anche Bayis Shaini, and the people of the second Beis Hamikdash, Keshebonu B'Me'ezra, when they built it in the days of Ezra HaSefer, Benuhu Kebinyan Shleimai, they built it like the structure that Shleimai Melch did, U'me'ein Devar Ha'mefrash Mecheska, and also somewhat of the things that were mentioned and are explicit in Sefer Yecheskel regarding that which will be in the third Beis Hamikdash. The Halacha Hei, the Rambam continues regarding what are the primary principles that are integral for the Beis HaMikdash. Ve'elohim ha'dvar m'shem ikr b'vinyin ha'bayis. And the following things are things that are the primary regarding the structure of the Beis HaMikdash. So first of all, isim b'kodesh. You make a holy area, which is the heichal, the sanctuary. V'kodesh ha'kodesh, the holiest of the holies, which is further in from the curtain of the heichal. Now, v'yilafnei ha'kodesh mokam echad, and before the heichal, before the holy area, there should be a place, v'an the ka'ulim, that's called the antechamber. Now, Shloshtan, these three, the Ulam, the Heichal, the Kodesh Kodeshim, Nikran, they're all really called under this the general name of Heichal, the sanctuary. Now, Va'isin Mechitza Acheres, then they make another partition, Sav LaHeichal, around the Heichal, which again is that whole building structure, Rechikimin, far away from it, Ke'ein Ka'ali HaChatz HaShoy B'Midbar, similar to the curtains of the courtyard that there were in the Midbar, around the Mishkan, V'chala Mukav B'Mechitza Zu, whatever is surrounded in this perimeter of this outer wall, Shukein Chatzar Oil Ma'id, which is like that of the courtyard of the Oil Ma'id, which was the Mishkan in the Midbar. Hua Nikra Azar, this was called in the Beis HaMikdash, the Azara, the courtyard. V'hakol Nikra Mikdash, and the whole thing together, the Azara with the Heichel, is all called the Mikdash. Halacha Vav, now V'isim HaMikdash Kelim. In the Mikdash, you make vessels. You make a Mizbeach Lo'oilo B'Lashar HaKabanas. You have to make an altar for the totally burnt sacrifice and for all the other sacrifices. And the Kevesh Lo'oilim B'Lashar Mizbeach, and the ramp that you go up to get to the top of the Mizbeach. U'makayma, in the place of this Mizbeach and the ramp, is Lefnehu Ulam, is before the antechamber, Mashach L'Darim, drawn to the south, which is to the left of the one coming into the Temple Mount. Now, you have also the Kir, the Kano, you have the water basin with its stand, which is where the Kohanim sanctify their hands and their feet when they're coming to do the service. And its place is between the area of the antechamber and the altar, Mashach Adarm, drawn towards the south, which is to the left of the one who's entering to the Beis HaMikdash, because we enter on the east, facing towards the west. So to the left is going to be the south. So too, Mizbech L'Keteris is another altar for the incense, Umenoyer and the candelabra, v'shulchan and the table, v'shlosh tamatech hakadosh, those three are inside the heichel, lefnei kadosh hakadoshim, before the area of the kadosh hakadoshim. Halacha zayin, hamenoyer bedarm, so the candelabra is on the south, on the left side, mismol hanichnas, the left of the one who's entering, v'shulchan miyamin, and the table is on the right, sh'olav lechem upon, that's where they would put the showbreads, u'shnei mitzad kadosh hakadoshim mebachot, and they're both on the side of the holies, on the outside of that area, meaning on the outside of that curtain. Umizbach HaKetaris, and the third of the Kalim that are there, the altar of the incense, Mashach Mibein Shneim Lachot, is drawn a little bit, because those two are opposite each other, the Shulchan and the Menorah. The Mizbach HaKetaris is pulled a little bit, it's almost in the straight line, but it's pulled a little bit towards the outside, towards that of the Ulam. V'oisim Atech HaZar Gvul, and also in the courtyard itself, they would make boundaries. Adkan Lisrael, which is up until here where a Yisrael could go, which is called the Ezra Yisrael. Adkan Lekahanim, up until here Kahanim could go, which is called the Ezra Kahanim. And also Vayinim Babatim, they also would build other structures, L'shar Tzerich HaMikdash, for all the other temple needs. And Kol Bayis Mehem Nikra Lishka, each one of these homes are called a chamber. Now Halacha Ches, Ram continues regarding the way of the construction. So Kishabayin HaHeichel Ba'azar, when they build the sanctuary and the courtyard, they build with large stones. Now, they can't find stones. Then they can build with bricks. Now, the aim of Fatzlin, you don't split as Avne Habinyan, the stones used for the structure, Baharabais on the Temple Mount itself. El Mefatzlin Oisan, or Mesatis Oisan, rather, you split them and you chisel them, Mibachotz, out of the Temple Mount, And then you bring them in to build them on the Hamaria. Shemek says in the Pasik in Malachim Aleph, Avon Gedolus, large stones, Avon Mikoris, heavy stones, Leyas Rabbis, to make the foundation of the Beis HaMikdash, Avne Gazes, the hewn stones. Boimer, and it says in the Pasik over there, Makavis, and the hammer, Bagars, and the axe, Kokli Barzel, all the iron vessels, Loy Nishma Babais Bibinasai. It was not heard in the building of the house. So which one was it? Was it Yun or was it not? So that the answer is that yes, it was, but not on. It wasn't Nishma Babais Bibinasai because it was actually built. It was actually chiseled out of the Hamaria. Now, halacha test, the in boin by eight boiled claw. You don't build into the structures any wood that's protruding at all. Elo oiva vanim, or either with stone, oiva levenim, or with bricks, resid with cement. Also, ain loisin achsadre shal eitz b'chalazar. You don't even make any porch-like structures of wood, which is a chamber that's closed on three sides, but the fourth side is open. You don't do that in the whole azara, because we don't have any wood over there, like it says, leisitilcha kol eitz mazbach Hashem. Elo shal avon melevenim, again, either it's made out of stone or out of bricks. Halacha yod, the meratzvin es kol azara b'avon yikaras, and you tile the whole courtyard with precious stones. The nekri evan, and if a stone gets uprooted, even though it's still in its place, however, the skakla, but once it's ruined, psul, it's invalid. And va'asla koin oivid, so it's forbidden for a koin who's doing the service, to stand on it during the time that he's doing his service, until it gets, again, reattached to the ground, because he has to be on the ground, and that's not considered as part of the ground. Halacha yod alef, now, mitzvah memuvcher, it's the most choicest mitzvah, is l'chazik es habinyan, to strengthen the structure, will like be and to elevate it according to the abilities of the public. Like it says the pasuk in Ezra, L'raimim es beis l'kenu, to elevate the house of our God. And you glorify it, and they make it beautiful according to their means. If they could go and plate it with gold, but to magnify its works, how is a mitzvah? That's a mitzvah. Now, look at Beis, regarding the structure, in building this mikdash balaylo. The building cannot be done of the Beis HaMikdash at night. Shemek says in Pasim Hamidbar, "Uvuyoyim Hakim Es HaMishkan." The day that they erect the Mishkan, which tells us, "Bayim Ekimim Bleib Alayla," it's erected during the daytime, not at nighttime. Now, but what's included in daytime is Va'iskim Abinyan. We are engaged in its building, Ma'alis Hashachav, in the break of dawn, Ad Seizek Achavim, until the stars come out at night. And Va'kol Chayavin, and everyone's obligated to live nice, to build, l'side, and to support Pa'atzman with themselves, of money with their monies, and Nashim, the Nashim, men and women, can make the Hashem Edbar like they did when they built the Mishkan in the desert. But we don't stop the little children from learning for the building of the Beis HaMikdash. And the building of the Beis HaMikdash does not override the halachas and the isurim of doing malach on Yom Tov. Halacha Yud Gimel. Hamizbeach ein oisin oisai el abinyan avanim. And the Gersa takes out gazes. The altar, you only make it from a structure of stone. Ay, v'zeh shenema b'tayah, the Ram is bothered with a question, says in the Torah in Shemais, mizbeach adama tasali, an altar of earth you should make for me. Says the Ram, that means sheyeh mechubar b'adam, it just means that it should be attached to the ground. But it itself is made out of stone. And what does that mean, it should be attached to the ground? Shleib, no, you shouldn't build it. Lo gabe kefen, not on arches, lo gabe mechiles, not on top of caves. Has to be on the ground. V'zeh shenema, and this that it says, v'im mizbach avanim, and if it's going to be an altar of stone, sounds like if, like it doesn't have to be. From the tradition they learn, she'en rishos, no, sometimes im doesn't mean if, in that way that you have a choice, it's not a choice, rather it's an obligation. Halachi Dal, the Rambam continues regarding what are invalidations in the construction. So kol even shenifkema, any stone that gets ruined, that the fingernail would get stuck in it, kesaka chal shchita, like is an invalidation of the slaughtering knife, which if one goes over with his fingernail and it gets stuck, that's invalidating it. Harizah b'sul l'kevesh v'mzeh, that would also invalidate the stones of the ramp and the altar. Shlomo says in the Pasuk, in the Devarim, avon mishleim is tivnes mizbach Hashem, complete stones, you should build the altar of Hashem, has to be intact. For where would they bring the stones of the altar? From the virgin soil. They would dig until they would reach a recognizable place, which is not a place that was worked and that of building. And they would take out stones from there. Or from the Mediterranean Sea, and they would build from there. It has to be that nothing was done with them. They have to be intact. So too, the stones of the sanctuary and of the courtyard, they had to be intact. Halacha says above, Avnei Heichal Ba'azaris. So if you have stones from the sanctuary or from the courtyard, Shenivgemu or Shenigmemu, if they got ruined, or if a piece was taken off, even though it didn't get ruined, Psulim, they're invalid. And the Elam Pidyon, you can't even redeem it. El Nignazim, they have to be hidden away. Kol Evan Shenagu Ba'azal, and so too, any stone that if iron touched it in a way of the it's intact about being the entire stone. Avbishle nifkima. So although it didn't get damaged, but again, if you had used iron against it, psul labinya hamizbech ubinya kevesh. That's invalid for the structure of the altar and for that of the ramp. But for the hechel nazar, it would be kosher, as we said in halacha ches, if you went and you chiseled it outside of the Beis HaMikdash complex. Shemek says in the pasuk regarding mizbech and the kevish, and Shemayis ki char b'chei naftalah, because you have lifted up iron, a sword on this stone, but chalal, and you desecrated it. Vaboyne even shenogu ba'bazel. If someone does build a stone that was touched with iron by mizbech b'kevish in the altar or the ramp, like he gets lashes. Shemek says in the pasuk, lo yisivne esen gazes. You should not build it if it was hewn stone where that was chiseled. Vaboyne even pogum, and whoever builds with a stone that was damaged, Oiva Baseh, he violates a positive commandment, which says in the Torah, Avon Mishleim is Tibnas Mizbech HaShem HaKecha, it has to be intact. So even if you didn't put iron in it, but if it's damaged, that's also violating a positive commandment. Halacha design, Evan Shenifkema, if you have a stone that was damaged, a Shenog Babazel, or iron was used against it, Achar Shenivnas Mizbech HaKevish, even after it was built into the altar or to the ramp, so Oisa Evan Psula, so that stone becomes invalid, but Pashar Gesheris, the rest are going to be valid. Also, Malabnin, they would whiten with cement, Es HaMizbeach, the altar, Pavayim Bashana, two times a year. Pesach B'chag, Pesach and Sukkot. Ukesh Malabnin, so now, related to the halacha we're discussing, when they would whiten it, Malabnin B'mappa, they would whiten it with a cloth that was dipped into cement. Avalei B'chafesh Shabarzel, but not with the tool that you usually use, what's used for plastering, that made out of iron, because it might touch and scrape off from the stone and invalidated, which is this isser of using the charbacha, the iron, against the stones. Now halacha yedzayin also related. Ein oisim madrigas lamizbeach. We don't make steps for the altar. So it says the pasuk, "V'loy salav amalas amizbeach." You should not go up with steps on my altar. Elabaynika may tell. Rather, they build like a mound. On the southern part of the altar, which mismayit v'yorid, it slopes downward, mirushim mizbech, the arts from the top of the mizbech till the ground. That's what's called as the ramp. Whoever goes up on steps onto the altar, like it gets lashes. And v'chena noitits even achas mizbech, so to someone shatters one of the stones from the altar, or from the whole sanctuary, or from something that's between the antechamber and the altar, der chashchasa, through an act of destruction, first of all, let's say trying to fix something, like he would get lashes, like it says in the Pasuk Devar, meaning tatzdemes mizbechayzim agaymer, you should shatter their altars of the idolatry, etc. Loisasekem l'shem akechem, don't do the same to Hashem your God, which is telling us a negative prohibition of shattering the stones of the Beis HaMikdash. Now, look, the Ramak is regarding the materials that are used for the construction. So Hamanoira, the candelabra, the keleha, and its accompanying vessels, Vashulchan Mekelev, the shulchan, the table and its vessels, Mizbach HaKetaris, and so to the altar of the incense, Vachokle Sharis, and all service vessels, Ein Oisin Oisam, Elamin HaMatechas Mavad, they could only be made out of metal. Then Masam Shalaitz, if you make it out of wood, Oy Etzim or bone, Oy Evan or stone, Oy Shalzchuches, or of glass, so they're going to be invalid. Now, Halachi test, metals have many different levels. So Hoya Kolanim, if the Jewish people are poor, so they can make it even out of tin. The Mishir, but if they become wealthy, they make it out of the top of the ladder, that of gold. And Afil HaMizrakis, even the basins, the bowls, Vashapudin, and the spits, Vamagrefis, and the shovels. Shemizbach Oila of the outer Mizbeach, Vahamidas, and the measuring tools, if there's ability for the public, they make it out of gold. Afil HaShareizor, even the gates of the courtyard. They played it with gold if they find that ability. Now, Halach Chav D'Ram tells regarding that the construction has to be L'Shem Hashem. Ein Oisim Kol HaKelim Mitchilasen, you don't make all the vessels from its inception. El L'Shem HaKodesh has to be for the designation of that which is holy. V'Nasim Mitchilasen L'Hedid, but if it's originally made for a common or for a regular person, then Ein Oisim Oisim, you cannot make it then and designate it for that of Hashem. Ochlei Gevaya. Now, regarding the vessels that were made for Hashem, actually, Nishtamash Bem Gevaya, if they weren't yet utilizing the service of Hashem, Rishai Lishtamash Bem Hedya, then a person could use it as for a common. But if it's used already for Hashem, for a higher purpose, that's what Gevaya means, an elevated purpose, and Hashem Lehedya, then forbidden for a commoner. Avanim, the stones, the Bekairis, and the beams, Shachatzav Metchil Besakneses, that even if they were carved out to be used for a shul, in Bain Mosna Harbais, they can't yet build it then for the Temple Mount. Again, as we designate specifically, L'Shem HaKodesh.